It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
I revealed the quarterback in the NFL that Carson Wentz is the most like. And you're going to be very surprised by who it is. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now. We got that. We've got Ivan O'Idle with 9 picks this weekend, all brought to you by MyBookie.ag, a great place to go make some bets this weekend, go make some money, some wagering. Listen to the deals, all right? Use the promo code Ken Sterling. Sign up now. Claim your first deposit bonus with MyBookie and use the extra funds to kickstart your winning season. Tomorrow you feel good about the Hoosiers as a 20-point dog. Maybe Ivan does. Maybe he doesn't. You know what? Make the play. We got props. We got all kinds of stuff you can have fun with this week. And again, use the promo code Ken Sterling to get your money doubled and start winning today. Remember, good friends don't let friends win alone, so have your friends use the referral link so you're eligible to receive an additional 250% bonus on their first deposit. Plus, it's unlimited to redeem, so all your friends can join the party at mybookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with mybookie.ag. All right, Carson Wentz. Who is he most like? Let's prorate season statistics for 17 games. All right, we'll do that. Carson, I'll give you the numbers, and then I'll tell you who it is. All right, Carson Wentz and this quarterback, they both are on pace for 32 touchdowns this year. They are both on pace for 5.7 interceptions. They are both on pace for passing yards that total. Hey, Carson Wentz is 41.52. The other guy is 41.90. Sacks, this guy who compares with Carson Wentz, has a few fewer. And so he projects toward 17 sacks. Carson Wentz, 32 sacks. Passer rating, Carson Wentz is 10th in the NFL at 100.1. This quarterback that he compares with is ranked 7th at 103.1. Who do you think it is? It is a guy that many Colts fans are saying he should have been the draft choice. They should have taken him. Chris Ballard should have taken him 6th overall in 2018. Yes, it's Buffalo Bills starter Josh Allen, whom we're going to get to see up close and personal in a couple of weeks, play against Carson Wentz. Not against heads up, but they're going to play in the same game against each other if both stay healthy. Josh Allen, thought to be one of the really, really good young quarterbacks in the National Football League. Carson Wentz's season to this point, almost identical to Josh Allen. And this is why Frank Reich isn't going to lose his job. They are pot committed to Carson Wentz. And Frank Reich is the Carson Wentz whisperer. If you don't want Carson Wentz anymore, you can fire Frank Reich. But if you want Carson Wentz to continue, some of the decisions last night, 4th and goal from the 2, Jonathan Taylor doesn't get in. But here's why that decision made all kinds of sense for the Colts. Because the Jets weren't doing anything with the football, so they were going to take over as they did at the 1-yard line. They didn't get a first down. They punted. They committed a penalty on an unsportsman conduct or unsportsmanlike conduct call, which brought the ball to the Jets 40. So the Colts had a short field. Bing, bang, bong, in a minute 6, the Colts went and got that touchdown that they didn't get when they went for it on 4th and goal from the 1 or 2. It didn't hamper the Colts whatsoever. It was a risk without consequence. It was fine. Frank Reich did the right thing. Look, we're going to be very, very critical of Frank Reich, and we have been critical of Frank Reich when he's made mistakes. This wasn't a mistake. He didn't make a lot of mistakes last night because that offense was humming. That offensive line was awesome last night. Michael Pittman, tremendous. Jonathan Taylor, tremendous. Nyheim Hines, tremendous. Carson Wentz, tremendous. Really, really good stuff from the Colts offense. Now, the defense, that's another story entirely. All right, so we're not going to talk about that. Good Carson is what we are getting. Carson Wentz, on pace for 32 touchdowns and 5.7 interceptions, more than 4,000 yards, a passer rating over 100. If before the season started, you were presented with that as his stat line after nine games, you'd say, holy crap, that's excellent. I'll take it. That, what a deal. We'll give up a first-round draft pick to get a top-10 quarterback in the NFL in terms of passer rating. You damn right you would. And there he is. So let's instead of crapping all over Carson Wentz, let's face it. You know what? He doesn't look like a terribly likable cat. He's got that face kind of working. I get it. But that's no way to judge a guy. It's no way to judge a quarterback. That's not, we don't just look at people and decide who they are, right? A lot of people say those things. I don't say those things. I'm not all about judging people based upon their looks. No, I'm about judging people based upon wins and losses and upon their stat line. That defense has got problems, and it's got to be addressed in the offseason, and it's got to be done through free agency, because if Carson Wentz remains healthy, he is going to play far more than 75% of the available snaps for that Colts offense. So there you go. How about this? This is interesting. Before we go over to Ivan O'Idle and get his picks for the weekend, Braden Smith, we don't know. Good question. Braden Smith, an update on him, was not forthcoming from Frank Reich. He said he had not spoken to anybody, any of the doctors, about Braden Smith this morning. He's got a bit of a tricep going, and so we'll see how he is for next weekend. He's got an extra 3 days to recover from this thing, so he's got the tricep, and we'll see what it looks like when they play against the Jaguars. That is a pretty good opponent. If he wants to shut it down for a week, kind of take it easy and nurse that thing to 100% health, next Sunday's a pretty good day to do it, because the Jaguars, really not good. Really not good. They got the Bills this weekend down in Jacksonville, though. We'll see what Ivan has to say about that. We got the Pacers coming up tonight at Portland. Pacers 3-6, Portland 3-5. Portland hadn't been very good. They've lost three in a row. We'll see what happens. 10 o'clock tonight, Chris Denary, Quinn Buckner with the call on Bally Sports. The Sixers are 7-2. They are the leaders of the Eastern Conference. Leaders of the Eastern Conference without Ben Simmons. Tells you something about Ben Simmons. And it would tell you something about Odell Beckham Jr. too. A lot of people saying, hey, you think Chris Ballard's going to make a play for Odell Beckham Jr.? No, he's not. I guarantee you he's not, because he is not eager to welcome problems into his locker room and into that building. And that's what Odell Beckham Jr. is. Odell Beckham Jr. has always been a problem, but he was productive enough to kind of outweigh the negatives. His dad, clearly a social media kook, that's problematic. You've got a talented guy that the Browns just said goodbye to. You think the Colts are all of a sudden going to say hello? I don't think so. All right, let's go over to Ivan O'Idle, see how he's doing to get our picks for the weekend. Let's go. Going to be a good weekend. Going to be a good weekend for investors, I believe. Here is Ivan. It's a beautiful day, Ivan. My goodness. Look at you. Have you ever looked healthier? I don't think so.
Well, what do you think? I've been well-watered. It's a nice day. Weather's good. I got a lot of games that I picked. I've been studying. I've been poring over the spreadsheets. Why wouldn't I look great? Why wouldn't I be healthy, for goodness sake?
Salty as always. That saltier than buttered popcorn at the theater. That's Ivan O'Idle. All right, let's. You want to talk about the Pacers and Portland right out of the gate, Ivan?
Sure, I'll talk about it. I got some props on this game. All right, the money line, plus 155 Pacers. Look, Portland's coming off an East Coast swing. This is their first game back at home. And I'm telling you, that first game back is like the last game of a road trip. And so I like the Pacers in this game. And the first game out west is kind of like an additional home game if you follow that kind of logic. So I got the Pacers plus 155 at mybookie.ag. That's the line there. And I'm taking the Pacers plus 2.5 in the first half because I think they're going to come out with their guns loaded and they're going to fire away like Miles Turner did the other night, hitting 7 of 10 from downtown. And listen to this. Blazers, they got the Lakers tomorrow night. They just might be looking over the top of the Pacers and thinking about the Lakers tomorrow night. I don't care much for C.J. McCollum and Dame Lillard. These guys both making, Dame Lillard's making about $40 million a year. C.J. McCollum making over $30 million a year. I think they're paid far too much commensurate to their value.
All right, let's talk about the Bills and the Jaguars. Bills traveling to Jacksonville. Bills, a 14.5-point favorite. What do you think, Ivan?
Well, I'll tell you this. I like this game. This is exactly the kind of game that defies all convention. Every once in a while, the NFL's got a game where you think, well, we know what's going to happen here. It's got to be the Bills. The Bills, number one in scoring offense, number one in scoring defense. The Jacksonville Jaguars are terrible, and that's exactly why I am taking the money line. Now, listen, I'm not betting a whole lot on the money line, but I'm taking the money line. Plus 690 on the Jaguars, just in case it pays off, all right? Now, let's go straight. I don't need you to introduce me no more for this other game. Browns at the Bengals, minus 2.5. I'm laying off the minus 2.5. The money line on the Browns is plus 115. Bengals lost to the Jets last week. That was a wake-up call. However, Odell Beckham Jr. being waived is a bigger kick in the pants for the Browns. The Browns will rally without their dramatic diva. Take the Browns money line plus 115. All right, what other game you want me to pick?
Well, Ivan, how about the Titans at the L.A. Rams? Titans, a 7.5-point dog this game on Sunday Night Football. What do you think?
Oh, I love the Titans in this game, plus 7.5. I'm staying away from the money line, plus 275. I don't think the Titans win this game, but I don't think that losing Derrick Henry is going to be the thing that catapults them or drops them down into the cellar. I think A.J. Brown, Ryan Tannehill, Kevin Byard, Janoris Jenkins. Remember, Janoris Jenkins, the cornerback, he was drafted by the Rams back when they was in St. Louis, but they're run by the same people. Les Snead's still there. Kevin Demoff's still there. Janoris Jenkins has got a chip on his shoulder as big as the state of Alabama, and I believe that the Rams are going to, they're going to suffer, not a loss, but suffer a non-cover. What do you call that?
They aren't going to cover. That's what I would call it. How about Indiana at Michigan? All right, Indiana at Michigan. I know you got some props in this game. What do you think about this game? How are you going to make some money off the Hoosiers or off the Wolverines?
All right, now listen. I got to tell you, I know Indiana fans get all salty with me about this kind of thing. But the last time Indiana won at Michigan was 1967. Tom Allen, the head coach of the Hoosiers, had not yet been born. 51-44 is opponents by in the first half. Donovan McCulley has never seen anything like the big house when it's full of people up in Michigan. Tell you what, here is a prop that I absolutely love. Will either team score three unanswered? The answer is yes. And that pays minus 280. Now, minus 280 is not a lot. But Michigan, there is no way that Michigan doesn't score three in a row against the Hoosiers. How about Michigan scores first? Minus 265. I'm all over that one. Michigan, minus 20. They're going to cover. I got Michigan all over the place. Now, there's a prop I am laying off. That is the longest TD, 54.5 yards. The over's minus 105. The under's 125, minus 125. I'm laying off of that. I don't know. Indiana may get lucky and hit a guy, you know, hit Freifogel or Hendershot down the seam and score from outside of 55. I'm not sure what's going to happen there. So I lay off that kind of crazy prop bet. But those are my bets for Indiana, Michigan tomorrow.
Do you see that I'm wearing an Indiana sweatshirt? I mean, for God's sake, how about a little politeness for me? How about a little consideration for me?
Hey, listen, I got nothing but consideration for you. I got pity for you. Reach in my back there and see what I've been a-reading.
Hey, it's Oops, The Art of Learning from Mistakes and Adventures, a book I lived and I wrote. Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, I'll say I enjoyed it. I love it when people make fun of themselves. You showed a little humility there that kind of surprised me. I enjoyed it. It's so easy to get to on Audible.com or Amazon.com. Congratulations on finishing that and sharing it with me. I couldn't be more appreciative.
There you are, Ivan O'Idle with picks for the weekend. He is not bullish on the Indiana Hoosiers for tomorrow. He is bullish on the Tennessee Titans, who lose Derrick Henry, but not anybody else. We'll see how that goes. For the Titans and for the Rams, we'll also see about the Browns without Odell Beckham Jr. Are they going to be a better team? Is it going to be like the Philadelphia 76ers? No Ben Simmons? No problem. Out of sight, out of mind, no drama, no diva stuff, and the 76ers on top of the Eastern Conference. We'll see. Over the weekend, maybe we do something, maybe we don't. I might enjoy that. You should hitchhike to Ann Arbor again. Kiwi's Big Adventures. Been reading many, many chapters of that book. Oops. I hitchhiked up to Ann Arbor when I was in college. I had nothing to do. It was like 10 at night. I was like, hell with it. I'm going up to Ann Arbor. I got there like in 6.5 hours. I got there too early. I thought if I can get there in 12 hours, that would be great. I got there. Like, as guys stopped for gas, I did it in 3 rides from Bloomington to Ann Arbor, like in 5.5 hours. It was historic. Unbelievable. We'll talk to you over the weekend. I can't wait. Go Hoosiers. Come on, Ivan, silly bastard. All right, have a good weekend.